Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, October 21st. The grains closed lower, with December corn down 7 cents at 532 and a quarter, December wheat down 8 cents at 741 and a quarter, and November beans down 21 and a half cents at 1224. The beans put in a double top at 49 and a half and then broke a better part of 27 cents off the highs last night. The bean oil was down 212, giving back most of yesterday's gain. I think we were up 230 yesterday. Crude oil is down 92 a barrel, but it was almost $2 off its lows. But that really didn't help the bean oil here much at all, if any. The dollar was back up 25 ticks, back to 93.78. That certainly didn't help as well. I'm not sure why we sold off as much as we did, considering the export inspections. Looks like it was another case of great exports, lousy closes. We haven't seen that in quite a while. But I think what happened in here was a little bit of, you know, good exports, lousy closes. Certainly the sell-off in the energy markets pushed us down. The corn is, you know, in my opinion, they're too long, but they've been able to hold on out here. They're still long about 85,000 oil. So I just don't, you know, I don't know. Was today's really solid close the real direction, or was today's weaker close the real direction? I really don't know yet. Brazil is wet. It looks like yields in the United States are actually gaining pretty good ground out here. And there's no reason to expect that the supply and demand report in November won't show more production and bigger carryouts out here. So overall, hard to really put a finger on what broke it. Was it the oil? Was it something else? But pretty good give back of the gains that we saw yesterday out here. I'm a little concerned in the beans with the double top, but we'll see how we finish out the week tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to see a whole lot of pre-hedging, but you know, this week we've had really very good harvest weather, except for South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, and into Illinois. The rest of the country, it's been cold and dry, and that should move a lot of harvest activity around the country. I would expect Monday's report to show good harvest activity in both corn and beans. Now, is that going to translate into Friday pre-hedges? You know, we didn't see much last weekend. We could see it this weekend. It's hard to say. But farmers still seem to want to hold on to new crop corn and beans. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.